But he was a chacham in front of it. It's a whole different halacha. One cannot bring what? Yeah, that's a chacham in front of it. It's a whole different halacha. That's the rabbinic thing to do. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. We'll keep quiet and we'll just go on. We are on Perek Dalet Ois Yud, in the middle of the second paragraph. He's talking about that people that don't ask shilas, because he says even a person who's like a Yerushalayim, he thinks, he's known as a Yerushalayim, he's afraid that if he asks too many shilas, people say, he ain't so great. Mostly this person hasn't worked hard on the sugyas. If you don't work, you don't know halacha. And if he didn't work in Tyra and he's not careful in every detail of halacha, his midas were never tested and corrected. The briskers in the family, I shouldn't say the briskers, in the Chazaynisha family, the Grinemans, I heard from Matzah Joe, that in the Grineman family, in that family, everybody had a rug, no matter who they are. They could be a small Grineman, they could be and they had a rug. Because they worked in themselves, that they can't trust themselves on themselves. They passed for the whole world. But for themselves, they have a rug. Each one of them had a rug that they asked their individual shilas. But you know what that does for Midas? I never thought about it before. What it does for Midas is unreal. That is, I don't have any busha. I ask every shilas a rug. I might know 80 times more than a rug. And I'm going to take 2 minutes to say over a story that I heard from my reshiva. I heard it from my reshiva, I heard it from my rabbi, I heard it from a few people, and I'm going to take a few minutes to such a gewaltige story. Two bachurim went on Shavasa Batamas in Radin, and they broke their fast. What happened was the yeshiva davened early, but the Chafetz Chaim had not davened yet. And the Chafetz Chaim was going to have a minyan right before Shkia. At that time, they were going to make a minyan.
What do you say?
I thought you wanted to come speak.
Yeah, but what are you doing?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You just got all over you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No problem.
Bye-bye. Okay. So the Chafetz Chaim, they had eight, there were 10 people in the Beis Medrash, but those two hadn't fasted. So they went to Reb Naftali Trapp. This is a true story. I heard this story from Reb Shiva. They went to Reb Naftali Trapp and they said, we didn't fast. So the Chafetz Chaim said, but Odaven Mincha. So Reb Naftali said, Echalt Mitnah Chesus. I can't daven mincha now in the middle of the taisus. And they needed him to tell me for minyan. So Chafetz Chaim said, it's time for mincha. We have to daven mincha. Can't push it off. And Reb Naftali kept on trying to delay it, hoping that Shkia would pass, but Chafetz Chaim wouldn't daven mincha, and he would save those two bachurim. Well, Chafetz Chaim didn't go for it. And he said, but fanta mincha, yes. So Reb Naftali had to tell him that these two bachurim didn't fast, and they can't do Kriya Satira. Okay? The next day, the Chafetz Chaim called them in, and he said, listen, people give me money. And they give me money to have a yeshiva for Yerushalayim. You fellas broke your fast yesterday. I can't collect money in good conscience for Bachurim to break their fast in Shavasa Batamas. So I'm going to have to ask you. So they went to Naftali before the Chafetz Chaim called them in. So the Chafetz Chaim told, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. So they ran to Naftali. So Naftali said, when the Chafetz Chaim calls you in to give you money. In those days, the yeshiva gave you money to travel home because the bachurim had no money. So when the yeshiva kicked you out, they paid for your trip home. So he's going to ask you how much you need. Say you only need, good morning, you only need 35 cents because you're going to Lida. Lida was near Radin. It was a Mizrahi yeshiva, what we would call like a YU type yeshiva. Lida was the name of the center. So they went to the Chafetz Chaim and said, how much do I have to give you? They said, 35 cents. He said, 35 cents? You guys, look. He said, we have no Brera. We're going to Lida. We're going to Lida. They said, yeah, we have no Brera. But which yeshiva is going to accept us after Radin threw us out? So nobody's going to accept us. We're going to Lida. They'll take us. Chafetz Chaim said, I can't let you go to Lida. I can't let you go to Lida. So Chafetz Chaim didn't know what to do. So he went to the Rav of Radin to ask him what he should do. So my Rashiva used to point out that the Chafetz Chaim knew at least 1,000 times more than the Rav of Radin. But the Chafetz Chaim wouldn't pass him the Shaila. the Rav of Radin Paskin that he should keep the two Baruchim in Yeshiva. So it became a big machlokes, which, what's the point of the story? So I forgot which one. One of them held, the Yeshiva and my Rebbe, I talked to both of them. One of them held that the point of the story was of the Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, that he asked the Shaila from the Rav of Radin. You're talking about the Gadol Hador. And the Rav of Radin was a big Talmid Chacham, but he wasn't in the Chavetz Chaim's league. But the Chavetz Chaim went to ask the Shaila. How can he pass on this? He doesn't know what to do. My Rebbe held that the biggest thing of the story is Reb Naftali, who bent over backwards with 16 aces to try to save two Bachrim. He held that was like the point of the story, and we'll leave it right there because we have to learn Gemara.
That's the danger of Mizrahi Yeshiva.
Okay, and with 602, and at 602, I'm going to stick to the Gemara. No problem. Okay. We are up to Samach Amud Beis. We're at Samach Amud Beis. And we are up to a new Gemara now. I mean, it's not a new, but it's new. It's within the framework of the Safek Mitzayra, Safek Nazir Gemara. Shalu Tamidav Hashem Shimon Ben Yochai. This happens a number of times in Shas, that the Gemara has this thing, Shalu Tamidav Hashem Shimon Ben Yochai. This is one of the times that happens. Shalu Tamidav Hashem Shimon Ben Yochai. Is Nazir Tar Umitzaira Maushi Galak Taglachas Achas Vaidalay Lakan or Lakan? Why can't a Nazir Tar and a Mitzaira do one haircut? Meaning, why does he have to do more than, why can't he have to do a separate haircut for Mitzaira and a separate haircut for Nazir? And this would only happen if on the last day of his Naziris, the day he was going to take a haircut and bring his korbanos, he became a Mitzayra. He had finished his Naziris. So he has no days to end. He's finished. He's on day 31. He has done his complete Naziris of 30 days. Day 31 is the day he brings his korbanos, right? And he turned into a Mitzayra. And now, at the end of Tzaraas, he has to bring korbanos to his Tzaraas. And then he's not yotze his Naziris haircut with that same haircut. So why not? Why can't he take one haircut that will cover both Naziris and Tzaraas?
Doesn't Tzaraas need two haircuts, though?
Let the first one count for his Naziris. He's taking a haircut.
The first one.
First one. Okay. He'll bring a carbon. This is that right? He'll bring a carbon, Ayla, and it'll take a haircut. It'll count for his mukhlut, for his first haircut, and count for his Tzaraas. Why can't he do both at one time?
Another scenario.
I'm sorry?
It could be another scenario.
This is the case they asked us.
Maybe he can.
So I also thought maybe he can. It's a good question. The Rush says in my Mishnah, you see, you can't. And I've been struggling for a few days now. Every time I look at this Gemara, I can't say I sit there all day and worry about it. I honestly don't worry about it. I should maybe, but I don't. I don't see how the Rush sees from the Mishnah that you don't. Because maybe the Mishnah is not talking about the last day, number one. And number two is, maybe the Mishnah has an extra Suffolk Nazir, Tameh. And a Suffolk Nazir Tameh, he can't count as Naziris Tara. So the only thing I can think of that doesn't fit into the Rush is from the case when he's a Mitzayra, a Suffolk Mitzayra and a Nazir. In the case of Suffolk Mitzayra and Nazir, no Suffolk Nazir Tameh. Just Mitzayra and Nazir, he should be able to take one haircut. And the Gemara before said that if he's a well, the Mishnah's second haircut is either for Tzaraas or for Nazir Tahar. Yeah, but he might have been a Nazir Tameh and he had sort of Mitzayra, so he can't count for Nazir Tahar.
Was a Nazir Tameh, why can't he count for both and not have to do it again?
Again, because he might be a Mitzayra and a Nazir Tameh. But if he's a Mitzayra and a Nazir Tameh, he hasn't done his Naziris Tumah yet. But the truth is, you can ask it on that as well. Let him be into the haircut of Nazir Tameh for that, which is going to be the next Gemara's question. So we'll see. So he told them, Amr Lahem, Eina Megaleach. He can't. Amr Lahem, Lama, why not? Amr Lahem, Ilu Zed Legadel, Bezed Legadel, Zed Lahavir, Bezed Lahavir, Yavatamayim. If the purpose of the haircuts were the same, which is to either grow more hair or to remove the hair, right? There are two purposes in these haircuts. Another Tame, for instance, he takes the haircut so he can grow more hair. He takes the haircut at the end of his tumah. So now he can have 30 days of hair growth as a Nazir Tahar. In Mitzayra, his first haircut is that he should be able to grow more hair to take a second haircut that's grown during his 7 days of Sifra. A Nazir Tahar, the purpose of his haircut is to get rid of your hair. It's not that more hair should grow. Some haircuts are so more hair should grow to be ready for the next haircut, because we want the next haircut to have a certain type of hair. And some haircuts are just get rid of your hair. A Nazir Tahar haircut is get rid of your hair. You have so much hair, the Torah wants it off. You want to say pshatim, we can say pshatim. You don't want to say pshatim, we won't say pshatim. But the Torah wants it off. And the Torah's first haircut, the Torah wants it to grow again during his 7 days so he can take his second haircut. So he said, if both of them had the same purpose, you could ask me this question. But they don't have the same purpose. And Nazir Tahar is to get rid of his hair, and Mitzayren's first haircut is to grow more hair. You can't combine haircuts that have two different intentions in the Torah. That's what Reb Shimon ben Yochai answered. Let me just read the Gemara. Ilu zel legado, bezel legado, zel lahavir, bezel lahavir, yavat ha-maimrem. Then you would have a great question. Akshav Nazir Lahavir Umatsaira Lagadel. Mulais period. So therefore they didn't combine. Any questions? I'm sorry, yes.
We've got two different types of things, both of which are referred to as haircuts. One is after 7 days for the second of the Mitzvah. The other is after 30 days.
We're not talking about the second haircut, we're talking about the first haircut of a Mitzvah.
I'm sorry, is to get to the second.
Right.
Yeah, the other is a haircut which needs to be 30 days.
Correct.
What is the difference between 30-day hair and 7-day hair?
No difference. But the first haircut is to get more hair, and the end of 30 days is to get rid of hair.
But if it counts as hair, why can't you cut a nazir after 7 days?
The Torah said it has to be up to 30 days. At the end of his nazirus.
Essentially what you're saying is there's no difference other than simple duration, that duration is a hope.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Nazir is. Don't take a haircut for 30 days. You need 30 days of hair growth.
It's just duration.
I mean, that's what the Torah said. I can't help it. I'm not the offer.
The resetting of the hair.
Or another kind of crop. Sorry.
It's not time of the crop. You just say you can't work. It's a different kind of haircut.
Every time I reset my...
Because who can put it... Wait a minute. The Torah didn't say a reason. He's not saying that you don't have to take a haircut but based on a reason. Time in the Kram, Reb Shimon, is when he changes the halacha based on his understanding of a pasuk. The Torah never said anything that he's changing. A new case comes up that the Torah does not address. And he's using his svara to address that new case. When you talk about Reb Shimon's time in the Kram, Reb Shimon's time in the Kram is always to change the basic understanding of the Torah. The Torah says, Lysachbo beged almana. Don't take a mask and a bag at Amala. Torah doesn't put any conditions. Dr. Shimon, the reason is because they're going to be chayshin. She's rich. You don't have to worry about it. He's defining a pasuk in the Torah. Here, he's not defining anything. The Torah said after 30 days, the Nazir takes a haircut. The Torah said a Mitzvah takes a haircut. Now, what happens if the two come together? The Torah never addresses it. He's not redefining a pasuk. He's using his understanding to say that you need two different haircuts. Something about...
It's interesting. When we first talked about Nazir, if I remember correctly, I believe you said that a haircut of less than 30 days is not significant.
Here for a Naziris. Only for a Naziris.
Here we see that it is.
Yes, for 7 days of Mitzvah. Correct. Viter. Amar Lahem, Viter. So they told him, V'talu loy limei Sifrei. So let's say that the end of the 7 days of Mitzvah, where now the purpose of the haircut is to get rid of hair, the second haircut of Mitzvah, is the same as Nazir. So that should count for both. Amalahen, ilu zelif nei zrikas damim, zelif nei zrikas damim, yavat amayim. If both were done at the same point, you would be right. Ela mitzayra lif nei zrikas damim, benazir lachas zrikas damim. The mitzayra has to take his haircut on day 7, before he brings any karbanas. The nazir has to bring a karban before he can take his haircut. So, it's a different type of haircut. One has to do it in preparatory for a karban, and one has to do it post-karban.
Isn't that about focus by nazir when he takes haircut?
No. No. One karban has to be brought, Silas. Which karban? Chata, Silas. But we're going now to any karban. So, any karban.
Yeah, right. So, what was the case yesterday with my angle?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Yesterday we had a Gemara that a Nazir, I think it was a Sara, if he delayed his haircut, the Mehayin would be Nisra.
That was by a Nazir, two Nazirim, who they shafted a carbon on a Suffolk, and they both have to take haircuts. And they can't do Tznufa till after both haircuts. It was a Nazir we were talking about yesterday.
Sorry?
We were talking about two Nazirim, Suffolk Nazir, that comes in and nothing to do with Tzairah. Let's catch up with Rush. Zav to Rush. With Meiman Nazir Tarei Nekim Tzairah, V'tala Taglaga Sarata L'Nazirusai. He got. Im Nechlad B'yoyim HaShlamas Nazirusai. He became a Tzairah at the day of the end of his Nazirus. V'nisrape V'giluch L'Tzaratai. And the Tzaraas left, and now he's taking his first haircut for Tzaraas. Talu loygam l'nazir. Now here comes the Rush that says something, and I say it one more time. I don't know, Pshat. U'masnisin aminan, the Tzarek dal taglachas, mishum the taglachas n'tzaratai, loyosu l'nazirusai. I don't see that in our Mishnah. The Rush saying from the fact that the Mishnah requires four, that means Tzaraas doesn't work for the Tzaraas. I don't see that in our Mishnah. I don't see it. I don't see where in the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah had Nazir Tameh in the mix. And since Nazir Tameh was in the mix, you have to take care of Nazir Tameh before you can take care of Naziris. Now, the next question is going to be, let it work for Nazir Tameh, which we haven't talked about yet. But this Gemara is talking about let it work for Nazir Tahar. And the Rush says, in our Mishnah, you see that Mitzrayim and Nazir Tahar can't go together. I don't know where he sees this. I don't know. Again. I'm looking for the fact, where did he see in our Mishnah that it doesn't work? Who says it doesn't work? Our Mishnah, somebody also has an extra something of Tav Nazir Tameh.
Rabbi mentioned that because he's so rough, then his Naziris doesn't start even.
But it's on hold. So usually, the Naziris has to finish off afterwards. But we're talking about on the last day.
Something
Nazir
Tameh is not shaming anything to do with
Nazir. Again, if he's a something Nazir Tameh, he can't count his days of Naziris.
But his tumah he's taking it off.
Again, the question was, let it work for the final haircut of a Nazir, together with Mitzayra. And Reb Shimon says it can't, and he tells the reason why, which I understand perfectly. And I can think of a case that this could come up. But the Rush said you see in the Mishnah that it doesn't work. I don't know where you see it in the Mishnah. That's all I said.
What about the Gemara that says Tabe Badai and a Torah Badai?
Right. So that, when you see, you're talking about the haircut after Tumah.
Right.
We're not, that wasn't the question.
Right.
Because the answer wouldn't fit.
Would that be a better
That's question? The next question. The question was, listen to what they asked them. I'm not writing the Gemara. If I were writing the Gemara, I might do it your way. I understand. The Gemara, we have to deal with what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that the final haircut of Naziris and Tzaraas work together.
Yeah, good answer, because it's not...
It's not the same purpose. Now, the Rush says, how do I know it doesn't work together? From our Mishnah. I don't see where in the Mishnah we see that. That's all I'm explaining, that I lay the Chisi Lahavan. I don't understand the Rush. I looked around in the Mefarshim, and nobody seems bothered by it. So obviously the problem is right here. I just don't know what the problem is. I haven't diagnosed it yet.
He says it's
I diagnosed it, but I don't, yeah.
Whereas the law that they cannot be combined seemed evident to them from the Brisa side above, which in that says four shavings.
Again, that's exactly what the Rush said. And He's 100% right for quoting the Rosh. That doesn't mean I understand it. I just don't understand it. Because to me, the mix of Nazir Tameh blocks the ability for the Naziris and the Taras to work together. I went there. I went right there. I prepared with the Masifta
Gemara. Yeah, yeah. So you
did the same thing. No. And by the way, I'm happy we're almost finished Nazir. Because the last week, every time I prepared with the Rosh, I walk away with a headache from the little letters. Because I have a small Masifta Gemara. But it's only five more blocks. So I'll be able to live.
We have those
my wife said, get yourself a magnifying glass. You won't have a headache. I said, not for five blocks. I'm not investing in a magnifying glass for five blocks. I know. I said, I just remember. It's only five more blocks. Don't bother. Right, next. It's my turn. Nazir Lahavir. Umavir Sari Lagamri. Vain is Sarah the God like the same mitzvah, he doesn't have to grow it again for a mitzvah. But Sarah the God though. But Taglakas we shine some Sarah, it's the God of Sari, because they look like Shane is Akha May Sifra. But how the Halukim Zelaza, Mizah, Ain Island Shazelaza. So they can't count together. By the Gemara. So now he asked the next question. So then he asked him the question, I'm sorry, we're still in the rush. Let the second haircut of a Nazir, of Matira count for a Nazir. The Yahweh Mesifer Shagam Hula Havir. That's also to remove the hair, he answered. Zelif Nezrikas Damim, Giluach Matira, the Sib Bayay Mashvi Yagalik, Barachas Masari Bamayim, haircut mikvah, Ubiyay Mashvi Yagalik, the Zut Aglachas Nazir, Lachas Rikas Damim, the Sib Gilah Nazir Pesachar Mayad, the Lokah Hasar Rashi, but Nasan Alesh, Ashataka Zavach Hashlamim. So this is happening after he brought the carbon. So Viker. You're right. I give up on Saras counting for the final haircut of Nazir. But Vitaloi Lame Tzarata B'Tumasai, why can't Mitzayra and Nazir Tameh take the same haircut? They're both legadel. Nazir Tameh is taking the haircut so he can have new hair come up for the next Naziris. Mitzayra is taking the haircut, the first haircut, so he can have new hair grow for his second haircut. They're the same purpose. And Mitzayra doesn't need any Zrikas Damim on his first haircut. And then Nazir Tameh brings it the next day. He still says Zrikas Damim. So what's the problem there?
Does 7 and 30 make a difference?
No, I mean, I guess maybe not. That was what Dr. Schwab was trying to push before.
No.
Amalan, so he answered them. Ilu zelif nebi esmayim, the zelif nebi esmayim yofat ha'aymen. If the haircut would have been both before going to the mikvah, then you would be right. Elu tamei la'akrabi esmayim, mitzayver lif nebi esmayim. The haircut of a nazir tamei has to be after he goes to the mikvah. It says so in the pasuk. And the haircut of a mitzayra, the first one, is before he goes to the mikvah. I don't know if I have the pasuk on the side. It says over here. I don't have it here. I don't have it here. Maybe the Rosh will bring the psukim. Zuck the Rosh. The title made to muscle is a glakas nazir tame. Tame lakabi is my. The sif a gilak raisha biyayim tarasai. B'yoyim hashvi yigalchenu. But it says b'yoyim tarasai. That means mashma achay tarasai. After he did the act that's going to be mitire him, final act is going to the mikvah. V'aki darish lo b'sifri. U'mitzayru l'fnei b'yismayim. It says b'yoyim hashvi yigalch eskol sarai. V'rochatz b'sarai b'mayim. V'toher. The haircut has to be before. Yes, before shalush na'chvin na'tani rebchiyah z'avayki b'yishlau. Don't worry about it. Next. He's saying there's a lush na'chvin. We don't have the lush na'chvin. So he told them, so that was in the second one. The second one has to be after the Messiah has to go to the mikvah after the haircut. And then Nazir Tameh has to go to the mikvah before his haircut. Now we're asking him, V'taluloi l'mei chalutai v'tumasai v'zeh l'gadol v'zeh l'gadol. So he asked, so now why can't the first one count?
Maybe the first one.
I'm sorry?
Didn't you skip a line or two?
Did I? I guess we go back. So he titled the Sifra in Jerusalem. it won't count for the end of the Mitzayra and his Naziris. At the end of the Mitzayra, he has to go to the mikvah after the haircut. The Nazir, Tamei, has to go to the mikvah before his haircut. But why can't that first haircut of the Mitzayra count for Nazir Tamei? Because by the first haircut of Mitzayra, it doesn't say that it's before. It doesn't say. I don't know how does he explain this question. He might do a better job than me, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. The question that's like five lines in the end of the Gemara. But Tala only makes a loot of it to Masai. Right, because they're both to grow more hair. So how does the Amar Lahem, the answer is the one that I have trouble with. Nazir Tarvu Mitzayra, I answered you already, Zela Gadol v'Zela Haver. Nazir Tamevu Mitzayra, Zela Fnei B'yas Mayim, v'Zela Achar B'yas Mayim. It's mashma from him that even the first haircut of the Mitzayra has to be after he goes to the Mikvah. I mean, yeah. Before he goes to the mikvah, right? That's what I'm saying. But what did he write at that answer there? That's what I was waiting for the answer. We're talking about the first haircut now. Even by the first haircut. Okay. Can't hear you, what?
So Nazir Tamei's...
It's the same answer, that's what he said. Tanir Abkhiya. Zelif Nei Biyas Mayim V'Zel Acha Biyas Mayim Zelif Nei Zrikas Damim V'Zel Acha Zrikas Damim. So basically, Abkhiya is summing it up. Mitzayra is before he goes to the mikvah, and another is after he goes to the mikvah, and one is before his kabbalas, and one is after his kabbalas. The two answers that were said before. Except that one of the answers he doesn't say, which is to grow and to take off, which is the first one. Right? It's going back on, I believe, the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Taglachas hanega, doicha taglachas hanazir. Dr. Gemara. Vayirami Balkama. Now, the question is on one of the four. There's four haircuts here. One of the four is we're concerned about. And there's a long rush here that's going to explain it, because it's going to need explanation. Haircut number one is the Mitzayra has to do a batar. We know that. We learned that the Mitzayra has to shave off with a hair razor. Haircut number two of Mitzayra, tar. We learned that out too. Haircut number four of Nazir, tar. We learned that a Nazir has to do a batar. Haircut number three of a Nazir Tamei, it never says tar. Never says that he has to do it with tar. The third haircut, the Nazir Tamei's haircut, we never had a pasuk that told us it has to be batar. So far. We learned about Mitzayra, we had drushes that Mitzayra has to do a batar. He has to cut off his payas, he has to cut off his beard, he's doing all kinds of lavin, right? Because it has to be batar. We learned about Nazir tar v'yoyver roisha admalois. We learned out that he needs a tar. The one we never discussed was the Nazir Tamei. So by Rami Bachama, does it require a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah b'tar? Or is it just remove your hair? Take a depilatory and remove your hair. That's his question. Zok de Gemara, boy Rami Bachama. Hani arba taglachas. These four, the Amr Mishra mitzvah, is it because of a mitzvah? Zok de Rush, first Rush on the page by me. Hani dao taglachas amina Mishra mitzvah. Climber, kulu Mishra mitzvah. Da fila tamei vadai, muklid vadai, ayo kulon tzvichin tar, a fila taglachas shlishi shayim Mishra tumah. Even haircut number three. The other three we know need tar. But haircut number three was never discussed. So is that also Mishum Mitzvah, which means get the same things as the other one? But can that one just be to remove the hair and you can use a depilatory? It's the same thing. If you don't need a tar, you can even use a depilatory. That's what the Gemara said. But you can use anything. Except you can tie that, it has to be low. So therefore he doesn't take the case of that, he takes the case, which is also low. It's not as close as a depilatory. Yes.
How does he know that all four are grouped together?
It doesn't. That's his question. He wants to know if the third one eats a tar. That's his question.
Right, exactly. I mean, it would seem from, if you've got three out of four listed, that would seem to mandatorily exclude the third.
Either that way, we'll see what he says. Let's see what, you know, it's a good idea to listen to the Gemara. Am I not Kamina? Lavur Benasha. Can he remove it with a depilatory? Iyam Rebisham Mitzvah, Lavur Benasha Loi. Iyam Rebisham Lavur Etzar, just to remove the hair. Satuma, Satulu Saki Nashanam, Mai. Amarava, Tashima, Megaleach, Arba Taglachas. If it's because of removing the sar tuma, I feel the mishalish nami sagulet. Because since the third one can be done with inacha, right? If he's only doing it to remove it, he doesn't need four taglachias. Nacha is not called taglachas. He doesn't need a third taglachas. From the fact that the Mishnah said four taglachas, right? He has to, therefore, it's a raya that the third one needs taglachas as well. Now, Taisus asked, one second, let me speak this out. Every one of them is a suffix something else. So you're going to need taglachas for the other suffix. How can the Gemara prove it from the fact? So Taisus said, since the third one, he will not be able to drink wine afterwards. So why does he have to take care of Nazir Tar? Let him just take off the hair with a thing. But he's bringing the case, he's a Nazir Tar, but he's not, because he might be a Nazir Tameh. So we're making him keep the Naziris another 30 days anyway. Tar it is, you have to do Tar. So once you're doing Tar, you might as well take care of what you can take care of. That's exactly it. That's the finish. Because the other ones had the problem of who can take if you hold a cup of no, but we said it's Daicha. The reason we said it's talking about women. The reason we said it's talking about women. Where was the Gemara that's talking about women? What? Oh, it's all the way at the beginning, right? No, because it's a suffix. Because he might not be a Tamei, and he's doing Hakafa. That's by the case of the... That's not by here. Here he's a definite Nazir. A Nazir has no problem with Hakafa. The only time it needed to be talking about women were the two Tmeim. It was never about... The Gemara said about the two Tmeim. The Gemara never said about Arba Taglachas. Now, where did the Mishnah say Arba Taglachas?
Yeah.
Okay, I will show it to you. In the Braisa, I'm sorry. The Braisa says, "V'tani Allah megalach arba taglachias."
Right.
It's on Samach Amud Aleph, the fourth line. He didn't. No. Yes.
He asked this question on the left and the next. That's what the Gemara said. But we put it here also.
Right. No, that's because he's a Suffolk, right? So you're right. That's right. Okay. Zabdarash. So Taisus answers that he wouldn't have done the third one because if the third one doesn't need tar, he wouldn't need to bring a carbon under tar. He's not allowed to shave with a tar. But other ways of taking off hair, he's allowed to. Another. The issue is tar loyava rashai. We're going like the Mandiyama that says it's only Asr Batar.
Asr what?
For Nazir to take his haircut.
It's only allowed with Batar.
Again. I'm sorry, I'm not being clear, but I'm going to ask for 2 minutes with no question. Mr. Nazir, regular Nazir, Does he violate a law if he uses a depilatory in the middle of his naziris to remove hair? We had a machlokes. But we're going now that he does not violate a law. He will have to wait another 30 days because to do his real taglachas, he's going to have 30 days of hair growth. But he didn't do an isser by removing the hair with a depilatory. According to the way the Gemara understands, we had a machlokes earlier. The Gemara here is operating that a regular nazir, let's say he's a nazir for 70 days, if on day 35 he decides to remove his hair with a depilatory, go right ahead. As long as he has 30 days hair growth afterwards. Now, this guy is a Sabik Nazir, Sabik Tameh, Sabik Mukhla. Sabik Tameh. I think it's a machloikas. There's an Aina make Asher Yotzer. I think it's a machloikas. I can't answer him offhand. It's a Sabik Brach. Because I don't know, it doesn't make it a Sabik Brach. It's not a mitzvah, it's a... I'm going to tell him I think not, which that's what I really think. I know it's a machlokes, but I think not. Truth is, a book would have it, but I don't have a book here. Okay. There should be a book there in Avelis. You know, Rabbi Heineman told me that there's two halakas a Rav has to know on a constant basis. Hilchos Avelis and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Everything else he has time to look up. There's two halakas that he has no time. Hilchos Avelis and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you can't say, I've got to look this up. It doesn't work. Is none there? There's none there. There's none there. It can be a Hebrew one. It doesn't have to be English. I can't imagine. They have no Hilchos Avelis there, I guess. Yeah, B'nai Baruch.
What's the one from the
guy
from Columbus?
What, I know, what's the name again? I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name.
Heider.
No. He wrote an Avelis too? I don't know either. Okay. We'll move on. Yes.
That's just funny.
I'm middle of explaining Nazir, so let me just like to finish it. So, let's say the third haircut. If he was, Tyree took care of it the first two. He's a subject Nazir Tamei. So he's going to have to wait 30 days after the next haircut. Why take a haircut with a tar? Just do with a depilatory. You're going to have to wait 30 days afterwards anyway. So the answer is, because if you have to do a batar, then you have to bring a nazir tar's carpet. Because if you're a nazir tar, you have to bring a carpet before you take a haircut. So the very fact that we make him bring a carpet nazir tar is a raya that even for Tomei, thank you very much. I'm sorry for this hefsek, but it's... what the answer is. The very fact that we require a tar after the third one. Why? And they make him bring an ayla in case he's a nazir tar. Why are you doing that? Let him not bring an ayla. Let him not do a tar. Let him do a depilatory. He's going to have to be a nazir for the next 30 days anyway. Which we don't know. So what's the rub? Why bring an extra carb? Now it says he needs a tar anyway, and if he's a nazir tar, he can't do a tar without a carb. Now here's the Rosh's problem. Depilatories take out hair, the Rosh assumes, that never grows back. So how could you allow a nazir tamei to take a haircut with a depilatory? He won't have hair in the next 30 days. They don't grow back. Yes, you're asking a question of Aisha. The Rosh says it doesn't. And therefore the Rosh has a big problem with his Gemara, And therefore he comes back and says, you know what? There's depilatories that don't grow back, and there must be depilatories that do grow back. Exactly. So I'm just reading a Rush. I'm not an expert on hair growth. Like I said, I'm not very bald. I'm getting there. I might just have one day, I might. But that's not the point. But the point is, he is saying a fact, and then he changes the fact. That's all.
Right, he just says that there are two different types.
Right, but in his, he assumed that there's one type. That means in his days, the depilatories did that. That's why he assumed that. Then he comes back and says, must be.
If you take a tweezer and pull out a hair.
It grows.
It grows back?
Yes. I think so. I don't know.
Yes,
okay. Let's do the Rush. Like the Rosh, I mean, Shemavuri Sashi, Avi Menusar. Shavale Bishoshinit, Mabavuri Nashasagi. And putting on the depilatories are enough. What didn't mean by a little whole taglak of Nazir Tame? This is Tamashai of Nazir Tame. But Tsarich Weimar, look the Rosh, I got a problem. The Inami Sagari Maburi Nasha, even if you say that a depilatory works, Tsarich Ligaleach Mitzas Roshi Batar, Ibn Mitzbarayim. Some of it is going to need a razor or scissors, not depilatories. He won't grow again. How does the Rush know this? It's interesting. He doesn't say, because that's my depilatory. He says, the Gemara Baba Kama says, that if you smear a guy with a depilatory, you have to pay him bishus, because the rest of his life he's walking around without hair. He won't be able to do a taglacha. So the Rush, obviously this goes into this guy who doesn't have any hair. What does he do? Remember we had a whole sugya before. Look, the Rush, because the Mestabah that fill the Nusher Tor, Matzilavuri Sari Benusha, Rakshi Shire Bey Saris. Look, the Rush, the Kai Mitzis Gula. You know, even a Nusher Tor, he can take up all his hair with depilatory, leave two hairs, the Makai, the Mitzis of Gula, on two hairs. Because the Mukhan Gula, the Mitzis Gula, and Shtay Saris. But Sarek Leimar, the Trey Gavni Nushininu. The answer is there are two kinds of depilatories. Yes, Nasha Shatzar Tzemeach Achekach. There's a depilatory that it does grow. The Yavagav, the Messiah Pig, Gimel Min and the Bayi Tar, Gimel Lemi Nazir Tor. Even that, in the end of the Peri, Gimel Minim, it says that we learn it out from Nazir Tor. Chinami Sal Kasugi Dishmai Tenochi. The Rosh is bothered. Earlier we already said it, Nazir Tomei needs the Tar. That's what the Gemara comes in here also. Meaning he didn't know that Gemara before. He didn't know that we already came to Maskana that a Nazir Tamei needs Tar. But that's the end of the sugi here also. Dr. Rush, Tashema Megaleach Tawa Tiglach, Aziyah Mina Mishmavur Nashi Begimul Sagi, Mavir Over Asar, Shavale Bishosh Nitma. It's like the time he became Tamei. We have a governor, but the Glach Ashnia, Frank the Rush, I were Mesupik and Nazir Tar. We have a God that Taglachas Shlishis Ikelis Fukinami Taglachas Nazir Tar. He might be a Nazir Tar. He needs a Tar. She Tzvich a Tar. Mikol Malkum Im Lo Yhoise Taglachas Tuma Tzvich a Tar. Mishim Sabik Nazir Tar Lo Yhoise Tzvich a Geluach. He wouldn't take that haircut. He's going to have to wait 30 days anyway with his ear. So what's his rush? Terry says he has to take his hair off for Nazir Tame. And he needs a Tar. And a Nazir can't do a Tar. End of the day, the Rabbi Bacham has a shayla with a Nazir Tamei needs a tar. He could have asked the shayla by any Nazir Tamei. The Rush's problem is it's not going to grow back, and so the Rush says you have to leave two hairs. But then the Rush says if you're going to do that, then another tar should be able to do that also. And we never find that another tar should count off every hair, leave two hairs, and be yaitz in the mitzvah taglachas. We don't do that. Terence is, Dr. Raj, there's two kinds of depilatories. One that doesn't grow back, and one that does grow back. And we're asking about the one that does grow back. What's the answer to Gemara? The third thing, let's remember what he did. The first one, he took care of Mitzayra. Second one, he took care of Safik Mitzayra. The third one, Mitzayra is gone. He's a Sabik Nazir Tameh, Sabik Nazir Tar. We say take a haircut at the end of three and bring a carbon Nazir Tar. Why are you bringing a carbon Nazir Tar? You're going to be Nazir for the next 30 days anyway. Save yourself an animal. Just go bring a Nazir Tameh, and in 30 days from now you bring a Nazir Tar. Teretz says he has to do it with a Tar. And if he's not a Nazir Tameh, he's a Nazir Tar. He's not allowed to use Tar unless he brings a carbon. So he has to bring a carbon in case he's a Nazir Tar to allow him to take a haircut Tar and be yoitz in case he's a nazir tamei. Because if he could do it with a depilatory, skip the nazir tar at the end of the third haircut. Why should he do it? He doesn't gain anything. He can take a haircut with a depilatory without bringing a carbon. The fact that we make him bring a carbon at the end of the three in case he's a nazir tar, why? He's going to be a nazir the next 30 days. He'll bring another carbon at the end. What's the rush? The answer is the rush is because he has to take a haircut with a tar now. And he's a nazir, can't do that. So therefore, it's a raya that a nazir tamei needs a tar. That's what the Gemara is proving. Hadra lakshnei nazirim, hadra lakshnei nazirim, hadra lakshnei nazirim. I'm just going to read the Mishnah, and then we'll merge some continue tomorrow. I thought I could leave at 45 today. I didn't realize Nachos is that much later, but Hanachrim ein lam naziris. Goyim have no naziris. What's the Kiddush? Goyim don't have matzah either. Goyim don't eat matzah, and Goyim don't shake lulav either. So what's the Kiddush about Goyim? They eat, by the way, they can eat chaser. So exactly what is the Kiddush of this Mishnah? Zok derash. Ava b'shayim d'gachav n'aydim n'darim n'davas k'yisrael. A guy can bring a carbon. A guy can donate a carbon. So maybe he can become a nazir, so he can bring karbonis naziris. He's allowed to bring karbonis. So about that, 1 second. If nazir ben nazir, ain't all of Tyrus nazir, v'ein mekabel mimenu karbonis nazir, l'akriva. We don't let him do it. And b'bolam, all could be asked, if he comes up and says, listen, I was Makabal Naziris, can I drink wine? We say, go right ahead. The bar is down in the corner. And he can be Makabal Naziris. Yes?
I thought a guy could only bring one type of
wine. It's a Makhoikas, and Gemara's welcome, you didn't get there yet. It's a Makhoikas, Gemara's welcome, number one. Number two, if he were a Nazir, he could bring an Isla to be Master's Naziris and move on. Which is the type of carbon that everybody holds he can bring. Nashim b'avodim yeshlem naziris. Women have naziris. What's the chiddush? Because the Torah says ish. To yasli linda nazir nazir. Torah says man, so maybe not woman. Avodim mean of Eved Kanani. Now Eved Kanani runs into a problem. He works for his master. His master says, excuse me, you're not going to drink wine? You won't have the kayach to work. Who gave you a right to become a nazir on my cheshbon? You're my Eved. So it's like the Mishnah, ben Nashim Avadim, Avdai. He can force his Eved not to keep the Naziris. That Naziris will remain in limbo. That means as soon as the Eved gets free, if he ever gets free, he'll have to be a Nazir. But while he's an Eved, the master can say to him, excuse me, not on my dime. And Eina Kaifas Ishtai. The guy can't force his wife to drink wine. He can be made for her nether. He can be made for a Naziris if he does it that day. But if he doesn't, he can't do anything. He can't say, I need you to drink wine. I'm sorry, you can't force it. He's a Nazira. You could have stopped it the minute she said it. You could have stopped it the day you said it. She heard about it. You could have said it, stopped it. But you didn't. There's no way you can tell your wife, you're my employee. You have to cook and bake. And you're not baking and cooking because you didn't drink wine. Tough luck. And Eved Kanani, you can tell him that. A woman, you can't tell him that. Everybody should have a wonderful day of frailing.